Have you ever caught yourself staring out the window during another mundane workday, feeling that persistent tug that you were meant for something more? This universal yearning is what makes Ben Arment's Dream Year so compelling. Unlike typical self-help books that inspire without instructing, Arment provides a structured approach to pursuing passion that has launched countless businesses, nonprofits, and creative ventures. The message is revolutionary yet simple. The gatekeepers who once controlled access to your dreams have lost their power. In today's world, the only person standing between you and your calling is you. We've entered what many call the entrepreneurial age. With 66% of Americans hating their jobs and 48% dreaming of starting businesses, creating your own opportunity isn't just a luxury, it's increasingly becoming a necessity. The true challenge isn't getting permission, but finding the courage to bypass conventional gatekeepers and take that first step toward the dream that only you can see. Frustration isn't something to suppress. It's essential fuel that propels dreamers forward when idealism wanes. While most people merely complain, true dreamers transform frustration into solutions. Ben Knuckles discovered 107,000 children in the U.S. foster system awaiting homes and launched the 111 Project to mobilize churches for placement. Howard Schultz's determination to provide health benefits at Starbucks stemmed from watching his father struggle without insurance after a workplace injury. We're driven by competing fears, failure versus insignificance. You must consciously choose which will motivate you, or fear of failure wins by default. Many cling to unfulfilling jobs, fearing financial insecurity, though our imagined worst-case scenarios rarely materialize. As we age, we often trade dreams for improved living standards. Remember, you can recover from financial setbacks, but never from what you never attempted. John Fairfax, who settled fights with pistols at 9, became a jungle trapper at 13, and crossed oceans by rowboat, refused to let life be tamed by the cubicle. Most of us are limited by people who underestimate us, and worse, we believe them. Your dream emerges where your fears meet your frustrations. Which frightens you more, failing or never trying? Finding your true purpose means discovering your great gift rather than fitting into someone else's position. There's no dream job because jobs fulfill others' dreams. Your dream is about creating a role that aligns what you do with who you are. Your dream existed before you recognized it, with traces visible throughout your life. Every experience, even failures, contributes to your purpose. Richard Branson became an entrepreneur only after his magazine failed. Apparent setbacks are actually providing skills your true dream requires. When others don't understand your dream, consider it a gift. Skepticism creates barriers that keep competition away. Walt Disney self-funded his visions until partners could see them. As Mandela said, "It always seems impossible until it's done." Your dream emerges where passion, demand, platform, and giftedness intersect. Jeff Bezos didn't randomly create Amazon. His life prepared him for it, from dismantling his crib as a toddler to starting educational camps as a teen. Your dream isn't something you invent. It's what life has been preparing you for. In today's idea-saturated world, you need more than just an idea. You need a new idea model that reinvents industry conventions. Consider Tom's Shoes, Buy One, Give One, or Zipcar, which created an entirely new transportation category. Most people simply imitate industry conventions rather than breaking established rules. Fabian Riggle's Secret Cinema exemplifies this approach by transforming passive film viewing into immersive experiences where audiences become part of the story, events that draw thousands at premium prices. Every successful dream must make an audacious promise. Starbucks offers a third place between work and home. Disney promises magic. Apple promises innovation. Finding your formula requires persistence and experimentation, like cracking a combination lock where you keep turning tumblers until something works. Some discover their formula immediately, while others need years of attempts. If your ideas aren't spreading, keep adjusting until you hear that clicking sound of success. What industry rules could you break to create something truly distinctive? Financial sustainability is essential for pursuing your passion dreams. Dreams cannot survive without revenue exceeding expenses. Many struggle with charging for their work, yet appropriate compensation is critical. Behind every successful creative endeavor lies a profitable spreadsheet. If an idea fails financially on paper, it won't succeed in reality. Explore multiple ways to express your gifts and generate income. A cook might open a restaurant, cater events, publish cookbooks, or create packaged foods. Finding viable revenue streams requires experimenting to discover what customers truly value. To grow revenue, create packages at increasing price points that help customers gradually commit to larger offerings. Implement an inverted funnel. Free content at the top, newsletters, blogs, moderate-priced offerings in the middle, courses, seminars, and premium options at the bottom. Diversify revenue sources like a balanced mutual fund for sustainability. When setting prices, consider that value derives from experience, exclusivity, uniqueness, and brand story. Think about what financial model would make your dream sustainable long term. Dreams remain invisible until pursued. The cost of being wrong is less than doing nothing. Justin Kahn's Justin.TV failed but led to SocialCam, which sold for $60 million. Angry Birds creators developed 51 unsuccessful games before their breakthrough. From a distance, creativity looks like art. Up close, it's a detailed to-do list. Even Disney's theme parks create wonder through practical systems, from strategic trash can placement to pavement textures. Achieving dreams requires sacrifice, working early mornings, weekends, and nights while others socialize. Beware of the resistance appearing as valid excuses to avoid work. Distinguish between activity and productivity. Email management feels productive but doesn't advance your dream. For writers, productivity means writing. For product sellers, it means contacting prospects. We must steal time from other activities to pursue dreams. An NFL broadcast contains only 11 minutes of actual gameplay in 185 minutes, suggesting how much time could be reclaimed. Great dreams require great teams, not solo efforts. While the initial idea may be personal, execution demands collaboration. What daily disciplines would move your dream forward, even in small increments? The journey from dream to reality begins with naming your dream and taking immediate action. Unnamed dreams remain safely in fantasy, while spoken ones demand courage. Your dream already exists within you, visible in your frustrations, passions, and life patterns. The world needs what only you can create, and traditional gatekeepers no longer control access. What would you attempt if you couldn't fail? What would you pursue if fear of insignificance outweighed fear of failure? The path forward isn't about perfect circumstances, but starting now with available resources. Your dream year begins today with your next choice. The world needs people who come alive pursuing their purpose. Your dream isn't just personal fulfillment. It's contributing something essential that would otherwise remain missing. Will you take that first step?